morning, Kansas City. It is the Rocket and Teresa show. A busy few days for Justin Timberlake. Yesterday, he announced he's coming back to Kansas City.
Yes, he is. December 10th at the Sprint Center. Tickets go on sale February 26th.
Now, it's cold. We weren't trying to get you out of the cold, like maybe send you to Las Vegas.
Yes, wouldn't you love to see Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena? We would love to send you and a guest, hotel, airfare. So anytime you hear a Justin Timberlake song, in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5.
And that was just
be
a clip.
Caller 9.
That was just a
that
clip.
That was a clip when we actually play the song.
Yes.
But we haven't played it yet this hour, so it will happen before 8 o'clock.
Oh, please remind me, because I know I'll screw this up.
Of course you will. So when you hear Justin Timberlake's song in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5, be caller 9, you'll be a finalist to win that trip. So obviously the big story today is Kansas City preparing for some snow. At least 1 inch of snow could fall in the metro today. Higher amounts in different places. I hear all these conflicting reports. I hear one person say, it's going to be higher up north. It's going to be higher down south. It could be a dusting. It could be several inches.
The truth of the matter is, weather could change on it, you know, this like a snap here in Kansas City.
The thing is, I can tell you we'll be more prepared than we were on Sunday when people woke up and went,
did you
what?
Know? I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. And I think, thank goodness on Sunday, a lot of people were just kind of relaxing, doing nothing because of Super Bowl Sunday. And so today there'll be a lot more people out on the road. So just be careful. It is National Frozen Yogurt Day, guys.
Yum.
Think of your favorite place to get frozen yogurt. They're probably going to have some kind of a discount or a freebie today. Not guaranteed, but it is National Frozen Yogurt Day. The biggest one-day drop in the Dow is echoing in markets around the world today. Investors worry that echo could drive down the Dow even further. Asian markets closed down and European markets opened lower. The Dow lost 1,175 points yesterday.
Remember when Donald Trump told us we'd be tired of winning? Well, evidently, the stock market is exhausted. Because after losing 666 points on Friday, Monday said, hold my beer. And today posted the greatest single same-day drop in stock market history, 1,600 points. Now, by the end, the Dow closed down almost 1,200 points, erasing its gains for the entire year. Stock market is just like the rest of us. It spent January working on improving itself. Then in February said, F*** it.
Here's what I don't understand. Yesterday, we text all day.
Mm-hmm.
I love you two to death. We go back and forth. You guys are going back and forth with jokes. I'm going, are you watching the stock market?
Okay, mm-mm. The thing
don't
was, though,
me.
We were having a separate conversation, and in between all of our texts, Rocket's like, but the stock market.
I just don't worry about that kind of stuff because it's out of my control. Those are things I just don't think about. Rocket obsesses, and it was funny because Tara and I are telling, like, you know, inappropriate jokes and being silly and sending poop emojis, and every other text is Rocket going, oh my God, the Dow dropped that much!
And not even one response back.
Nope, we don't care.
I gave you a response. It was just a little sassy and not serious.
True. There you go. A Star Wars star will be on hand for this week's planned launch of the SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket from Kennedy Space Center. Harrison Ford, Han Solo himself, is flying in for the event. Of course, he is famous for playing that character, which is the pilot of the Millennium Falcon, for which SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has said his Falcon rockets are named after.
Isn't Harrison Ford also famous for crashing his planes?
Actually, no. You say that all the time. I'm going to defend him now.
It's real.
He's famous for being able to safely land his planes when a malfunction happens.
Too many malfunctions, though.
He had one landing where his plane, something went wrong, and he landed it safely with nobody getting hurt, which I believe he deserves credit for. And he did have one weird incident, Tara, when he went the wrong way on a runway and almost hit a big major airliner.
Okay.
That's totally different. No crashes. Get your story straight.
Got it.
And according to a new survey, when you invite a woman over to your house, there's certain expectations. This is your chance to impress her. And there are some things that could really turn her off. So as you are starting a relationship or going to someone's house for the first time, you should think about this, because I'll be the first to admit, women, we're kind of picky. The biggest turn off for women, according to this survey, is if you are stealing your neighbor's internet.
I don't care.
She thinks you're cheap. She thinks you're a thief. Why can't you pay for your own internet? I mean, seriously,
well,
you're a grown man.
Who doesn't put a password on your internet these days?
I mean, really. 88% of women say that is the biggest red flag of all. The second biggest turnoff, would you like to just take a guess, Tara? I realize you have a fiance now, but you're probably the closest to the dating world that we are in this room.
I would say, to me, it's like lots of girls lying around or something. That's a bigger turnoff than Wi-Fi.
That would be a huge red flag. No, according to the survey, the second biggest turnoff is having a roommate. 82% of women say that's kind of an issue, and so do 69% of men. The biggest turnoffs, I guess it's because they feel like when you're a certain age and an adult, you should be able to have your own place. Also, you get no privacy if you have a roommate. And the biggest turn-ons, clean bathroom, nice sheets, and a nice yard.
Okay, again, just if there's no ladies in there, that's a good one for me.
Kansas City's number one hit music station, Mix 93.3.